This is your psychic girlfriend, Robin Richardson. And if you're like me, you're interested in how the universe works and in all things mystical. So let's explore it together. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast. Hello, everyone. This is Robin Richardson, your psychic girlfriend. And this is our second podcast. I'm excited. I am absolutely pleased to be here. It's a lovely day, kind of, in Chicago. And I have my spiritual sidekick spray. I think I mentioned it in the last one. It's by I Love Love. You can find it online. This stuff is amazing. Anyway, it must be a Jim Rohn week for me because I found another quote by him that really got me thinking about life and how people pretty much live it by default. And I know that if you are new to my world, you probably don't want to live by default. You want to live more consciously, more deliberately. You want to create your life from the perspective of that you are the creator versus just allowing life to happen to you, which is certainly okay if you want to go that route. But I think it's more fun to come from the perspective of creator. So let's talk about in a moment here. Let's talk about how do you think? How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as someone that goes through life and when something happens that isn't so great, you rail against life and you're like, why did this happen to me? It always happens to me. All that stuff that we say. And we believe in fate and things are destined for us and things are not in our control. And there's a lot that isn't in our control, but the one thing that really is in our control is how we think and in our perspective on life. And recently, and it's taken me a while because I was also raised in religion and you know, I look at it now and I'm like, wow, I had to unlearn a lot of stuff. And I do believe that the broader self that I am, the creator self that I am, was guiding me along to experiences to show me what works for me and what doesn't work for me. And I had a conversation, it was a text conversation this morning about with a friend about like really connecting to that inner voice, that subtle voice that really is love. And it's been whispering to us all our lives. It is the language of our soul. It's our intuition. It's our God self, if you want to call it God. I use words like God, universe, the divine, interchangeably, consciousness, broader self. So, you know, when you're listening to this podcast, like just put in the word that feels the most comfortable to you at this point. So just about connecting with that aspect of ourselves. A lot of focus is on what's going on in the current reality, you know, whether it's topics of frustration, politics, poverty, immigration, you name it. You name it. Those are all energies that are happening in a three-dimensional reality for people. But when you are in your own creator energy, you get to decide if that's the ball game you want to play in. And some people like to play in that game, and that's fine. Other people don't. So if you're one of those people that don't, welcome to my world. You can acknowledge knowing that it's existing for people and that that's their God self expression of experience in this reality for them. I've worked very hard on trying to be neutral and not judgmental. And I'm sure my friends who are listening are like, you can be really judgmental. Well, it's true. I can. But I've been working hard at recognizing that and coming aware of that and then shifting and then honoring and respecting that other people have different experiences, because that's what it's all about for them. It's about them, us as creators, experiencing this reality or creating our own reality to experience ourselves as creators. Anyway, we'll talk a lot about that in this podcast. But the quote I wanted to talk about today is the Jim Rohn quote, and he's a motivational speaker. He's been around forever. And it's interesting for me when I go about my life, how certain things sort of come together. So this is a quote about your life does not get better by chance, which would be the victim situation. It gets better by change. So what does that mean? So I want to challenge my audience to do a 30-day change challenge. And what that means is I'm going to share on Locals. You see Locals in the ticker below here, my community of like-minded individuals, and that's robinrichardson.locals.com. Become a supporter, and I'm going to start a 30-day challenge on change. And so what does that look like? Everybody gets a little scared. Oh no, change. Oh my gosh. But I can tell you that small, tiny changes, and we'll get into some of those, ripple out and make very big shifts sometimes. So if I want you to just take a moment and take a look at your life and ask yourself, is this the reality that I prefer? And if it is, great, rock on with your bad self. And if it is not, just acknowledge that, okay, there's a preferred reality that I would like to experience. And I need to do something different. I need to think something different. I need to feel something different in order to make shifts. So on Locals, I'm going to share daily things that you can do or mindset shifts that will help promote positive change in your reality so that you can live and experience a more preferred reality. And in Locals, I would love for you to share your experiences and your insights and things that you might be doing to help other people. So this site is a very much a contributor site. You're not just going to hear from me. You're going to definitely hear from me, but you're going to be able to connect with other people. You're going to be able to share ideas. Hopefully, my goal is for all of us to connect and learn from each other. So one of the celebrities that I think are pretty cool, who made changes in his life to create the reality he wanted, is Jim Carrey. And I'm sure you're familiar with Jim Carrey. He's an actor and comedian, and he's not only celebrated for his comedic prowess, he's hilarious, but also for his insightful perspectives on life and personal growth. His journey is amazing. It's remarkable. And he is a great example of choosing change and embracing a mindset that goes beyond the surface of fame and fortune. So he had started his career as a stand-up comedian, making people laugh. I mean, I think he was over the top, you know. And he did a lot of physical comedy and impersonations. And he eventually decided and realized that true fulfillment went beyond making other people laugh. And he decided to shift his focus from pure entertainment to more meaningful and impactful roles in the film industry. And I'm sure you've seen some of those. One of the most impactful stories, I think, that has been shared is that it revolved around his early struggles and his decision to visualize his success. And I love this. And it's something I think about all the time about him. So in the early 1990s, just to give you the story, he wrote himself a check for $10 million for acting services rendered and post-dated it for 5 years in the future. He visualized his success and he believed in the power of manifestation. He really did. Incredibly, he received a movie role that paid him exactly $10 million around the time he had written the check. So this is one of those things that I think about, and I have done my own visualizations and continue to, but it doesn't stop there. And that's where the change comes in. What do you have to change to get to that realization of your manifestation? How do you get there? And I feel like one of the things that you can do, and this is one of the things I do, and it's every morning when I wake up, I think about how do I do things a little bit differently today as the person that I want to become, and who do I have to be? What do I have to do? How do I have to think? So one of the very, very, very small changes that I do is I get out of bed differently every day. Sometimes I sit on my bed for a minute and just breathe and stretch. Sometimes I hop out of bed, I grab my phone, I do my thing. And today I said, you know what? I am going to brush my teeth with a different hand. So usually I'll brush my teeth with my right hand. So today I'm just going to brush my teeth with my left hand. And sometimes I wait and I don't brush my teeth until after I make my coffee. Sometimes I wait and don't make my coffee till later. So it's making these little small changes. So how does that impact my reality? Well, if you do things differently, then something starts to shift. And for me, what started to shift is becoming more focused on doing my podcast, creating more content. I was in a mode of resistance for a while about this. I started my TikTok back in when the pandemic started because I was watching Gary Vee, and Gary Vee was so emphatic about starting your TikTok, doing your TikTok. And I was just like, okay. So I jumped on board and I built my TikTok to 8,000 followers. And then I was just like, okay, I can't keep up with this. Like, I wasn't married to my outcome of being a content creator, a teacher, a speaker, podcaster, whatever. Like, I wasn't married to the idea. I was doing things to shake up the energy because during the shortly after the pandemic, I lost, I was released from the job I loved. I'm going to say it this way. I was released from the job I loved. And it wasn't because I sucked. It was because because my job relied on people who listened to the radio, who now are in their cars, so they're not driving, they're not listening to the radio. So anyway, and at the time it was very interesting because I felt, when I was let go of, I felt relief. And this was a job I loved. This was my dream job. I loved this job. Every morning, and I am not exaggerating, every morning I would get up and I'd feel grateful and happy blessed, and I did not take that job for granted. I loved it. The stress, all of it, I loved it. So when I was released from my job, I was like, okay, well, I could rail against reality, that darn pandemic, you know, whatever, which a lot of people did. I didn't. I was just like, okay, what's next? And the universe started to unfold. I'd listen to Gary Vee every day. I worked on learning new things. I actually did a lot of Salesforce training. I did like business school with Marie Forleo. I tried to consume everything I could to better myself, to become more of who I was. And so that's what I mean by better myself. Like, none of us are broken. None of us are broken. We may feel that way, but none of us are broken. We're trying to remember our complete and wholeness, which is what I want this podcast to be about too, is to help you to remember who you really are. So let's go back to Jim Rohn and changing something, not being subject to life and just allowing ourselves to get battered by it, but instead being like, okay, well, what can I learn from this battering? You know, like, how do I create something differently? How do I choose life and fulfill a reality that I prefer? And we'll be doing a lot of that on this podcast and in trainings that I offer on Locals. So check that out. You can find me also on Instagram. And TikTok, of course. I'm back on TikTok. So this is what part of promoted this shift is I went back on TikTok and I started creating content. And, you know, like, a lot of it is more like, okay, you know, here's some positive vibes. Here's something that might help you in your day. And, you know, I like doing it. So I'm into it. So our 30-day challenge is to every day try something different. Either think something different. Just, you can put on that's another thing. I put on affirmations during the day. Right now I'm listening to like some jazz and it's got a scene of like the ocean. It's on my television because I have a scene of out my window, which is the lake, but I can't see it that well because there's lots of trees. So, but do something different every day, whether it's brush your teeth differently, get out of bed differently, go about your morning routine differently, like shake up the routine. If you go to the store, go to a different store. If you shop for the same things, buy something new or different. Or one of the habits that I have is when I go to the gym, I go to the same spot. So today I'm going to a different spot. I'm going to deliberately choose something different today. And you might go, that's just crazy. But think about it. Like, look in your life and see how many things you do the same, how many thoughts you have that are the same, how many times you talk about the same things. Like, stop it. Just stop it and shift it. And also, when you're doing this, like, ask yourself, who is it? Who do I need to be? To be in the relationship of my dreams. That was a big one for me. And we will talk about relationships in subsequent podcasts. But, you know, who do I have to become to have the kind of relationship that I want to have? And for me, it's been become comfortable and happy without a partner. And that has been achieved. So onward on that. I'll keep posted. So one of the other ideas that you can do is create a Spotify playlist, or if you have other playlists that you prefer that are empowering songs or positive, uplifting, happy songs. I did a whole playlist on love and joy, and not, you know, he broke up with me, I'm sad, let's all be upset. You know, nope. No. Happiness songs, joyful songs, love songs that are not, you know, like crying in your coffee songs. Just uplifting, and just play that in your car when you're driving somewhere. You know, get out of, take a diet of only positive, uplifting, motivational things on YouTube. Get away from any kind of movies or news or TV shows that bring you down or that create this energy, unless you recognize that, okay, I'm going to spend a little time with this and I'm not going to take it in. But when we have this, we marinate in all that, then our reality becomes that. So think about that. All right. So we'll talk a little bit more about that and about how to make change or make transformation. I did go to a workshop a long time ago that talked about change is just painting the same pony a different color. We want complete change. We want complete transformation. We want the pony to become something else. So think about that. We're not just changing the color of something. We are actually transforming. So if I were to change Jim Rohn's quote, I would say your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by transformation. So think about that. So I guess that's what I've got for you today. And I appreciate you listening. Come on over to Locals. You will not regret it. We will be doing a lot of this live. So I'll be doing my podcast live and then you guys can be commenting and we can be talking about it live on the podcast. So let's start our 30-day challenge, embrace change, and come on over to Locals, robinrichardson.locals.com. Become a supporter, have access to all this and more. And I look forward to seeing you again. And if you want to know more about me, come on over to yourpsychicgirlfriend.com. Get at psychic readings. I have coaching packages. I have lots of fun stuff for you. And we'll be doing some free trainings over at Local. So the topics will include healing, manifestation, chakras, crystals. And I'm going to have a lot of cool guests to come on the podcast and do some live trainings as well. And then you can also find me on TikTok. I do lives a couple nights a week and I give free readings there. So check it out so you can see how I work. And I hope you have a wonderful, change-making, transformational, fantastic day.